Port Moody's new inlet district will be comprised of three distinct neighborhoods. In draft design guidelines submitted to the city by Vancouver-based developer Westgroup Properties for its ambitious transformation of the old Coronation Park neighborhood into an urban community with more than 2,300 homes, an office building, commercial spaces and a central park, the company paints an idyllic picture of a well-connected pedestrian-focused accessible neighborhood that will provide engaging and dynamic public amenities. The documents are part of the Westgroup's application for development permits that would allow construction of the project's first of four planned phases to proceed. They're being given an initial review by the city's advisory design panel on Thursday, January 25. Westgroup said the first neighborhood is to be called Gateway. Comprised of the first two of the project's six residential condo towers as well as a four-story office building, it stretches along Iyoko Road from the intersection with Barnett Highway to Guilford Drive. Commercial spaces including a full-size grocery store and pharmacy will be fronted by a wide sidewalk and protected bike lane. Westgroup said this could be the landing spot for some form of street art, to reinforce Port Moody as the city of the arts. A grand central staircase and elevator midway along the block at Souter Brook Way, as well as a new pedestrian overpass linked to the Inlet SkyTrain station at its south end, would establish the precinct's identity as the front door to the new community, said Westgroup in its submission. It establishes a unique arrival to the site. Barnett Mews is the second neighborhood. Westgroup said it will be more of a quiet, residential-focused area, in the southern part of the 14.8-acre parcel of land. Calling it a neighborhood within a neighborhood, the company said Barnett Mews will be comprised of smaller streets, walkable mews and three of the residential towers as well as six-story condo and rental buildings. It also has been designed to promote active street edges, eyes on the street, and community interactions, with several semi-private courtyards, active rooftops, ground-oriented family-friendly units, rooftop gardens and some retail spaces, Westgroup said. The third neighborhood, known at the Courtyard Commons, is where everyone finds community, said Westgroup. Its 131-story tower and another six-story residential buildings include one of the project's two daycares as well as the community amenity space overlooking the 2.55-acre Central Park. Westgroup said each of the three neighborhoods will have its own distinctive architectural look. Gateway will feature signature buildings, defined by strong commercial frontages along Iyoko Road. Barnett Mews will be more pedestrian-oriented, emphasizing its smaller scale with integrated landscaping that encourages connections between the neighborhoods. Courtyard Commons will be characterized by strong, defined building designs that strengthen the edges of the site along Guilford Drive as well as transition to the neighboring Coronation Heights project being built by Polygon in Coquitlam. Westgroup said with most vehicle access underground, the disparate neighborhoods will be linked by a network of paths and greenways that allow for active transportation as well as lingering on furnishings like benches, seating areas and terraces. Westgroup said construction of the first phase is expected to begin in 2025 with completion of the entire community scheduled to take about a decade.